You know, it feels like the traditional job interview is going through a complete makeover. We're moving away from those rigid, back-and-forth scheduling marathons and heading straight into the world of flexible, AI-driven assessments. It's actually kind of exciting to see how hiring is evolving.
It really is. And that shift has given rise to what some are calling the 1 a.m. interview phenomenon. Instead of jumping on a live call at a specific time, candidates are now handling those first-round screenings on their own schedules, usually through pre-recorded video prompts or AI chatbot interfaces.
I know it might sound a bit chaotic at first glance, but honestly, it's not a sign of disorganization. It's a really thoughtful, strategic overhaul of how companies approach early-stage hiring.
Exactly. And if we look at the core reason behind this, it really comes down to logistical efficiency. The old way of coordinating calendars just created so much unnecessary friction, especially for people who are already employed, parents juggling schedules, or applicants sitting in completely different time zones.
Right. Trying to line up a single 30-minute call used to feel like a full-time job in itself. With these new AI platforms, that bottleneck just disappears. Applicants can finally hit record whenever it actually works for them.
And once they do, the system does the heavy lifting. It analyzes everything from their verbal answers to their tone and even facial expressions, then packages those structured insights and hands them off to the human hiring managers.
I think what's really wonderful about this for job seekers is the sense of control it brings. You can pick the time of day when you feel most confident, find a quiet corner, and actually lower that performance anxiety. You can even pause to gather your thoughts or retake a question if you stumble.
That flexibility is a game changer because it quietly removes a lot of historical barriers to entry. It's particularly helpful for introverted candidates, caregivers, or anyone who simply can't step away from their daytime job to take a phone call.
But it's not just candidates who win here. Employers are seeing some massive operational advantages, too.
They are. An AI system can screen hundreds of applicants at the exact same time without a single calendar conflict or time zone headache. That frees up recruiters to actually focus their energy on the high-potential candidates down the line.
Plus, when these systems are programmed thoughtfully, they can actually help level the playing field. Instead of relying on human preconceptions about someone's name, background, or appearance, the AI evaluates responses strictly against the predefined job criteria, which can go a long way in mitigating unconscious bias.
It's important to remember, though, that this technology points to a much bigger shift in how we work. We're essentially decoupling the administrative vetting process from direct human interaction.
I love that perspective. The AI handles the data processing, the scheduling, and the initial filtering, while humans get to keep doing what we do best, building relationships, reading between the lines, and making those final hiring decisions.
Precisely. The AI interview is fundamentally a screening tool, not a replacement for human judgment.
And that's why I always tell my listeners, don't treat it like a casual chat. You still need to bring that same level of professionalism and preparation you would for a live interview.
Ultimately, though, the rise of asynchronous AI interviewing is pointing us toward a much more candidate-centric, accessible, and flexible hiring landscape.
It's a really healthy acknowledgement that talent doesn't just operate between 9 and 5, and that rigid scheduling was needlessly filtering out so many qualified people.
As this model becomes the new standard, I think applicants should really lean into the flexibility it offers. It's a clear sign that the modern hiring process is finally adapting to how people actually live, work, and demonstrate their skills.